The Ministry of Risen Motherhood is funded by our generous donors. If you like this podcast, please consider joining them at risenmotherhood.com/give.
Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, friends. My name is Karen Hodge, and I have the privilege of serving as the chair of the Risen Motherhood Board alongside some extraordinarily gifted board members. I'm also blessed to be surrounded by a lot of new life. I go to a lot of baby showers. I sit in the circle and I see things and I wonder, where was that clever fill-in-the-blank project when I had my children 20-plus years ago? And even though the baby product industry has come a long way, what I really wish I had back then was a resource like Risen Motherhood. Don't get me wrong, I was blessed to have good gospel mom friends who reminded me about the hope of the gospel when the days were very long. Risen Motherhood is a good gospel friend. They help us think biblically about how the gospel applies to the majestic and the mundane moments of motherhood. And Risen Motherhood is also a good gift that I love to give to the young moms in my life. So, would you join me in giving a gift that will make an eternal impact? The Risen Motherhood Ministry currently runs entirely through donations. And as the Lord leads, I want to encourage you to give a one-time gift, or even better, to give monthly at risenmotherhood.com/give. They have a new initiative I'd like to take a moment to highlight, where you can give in honor or in memory of someone you love. Now, with a $100 or more one-time gift, Risen Motherhood will send a handwritten card to someone that you care about. It's a wonderful way to recognize those special milestones in life. By making a contribution to Risen Motherhood for birthdays, baby showers, Mother's Day, which is just right around the corner, or even just to celebrate all the kids sleeping through the night, you can bring the hope of the gospel to moms all over the world while showing someone you love and care. Or you can give in memory of a parent, grandparent, a friend, or even a miscarriage. It's a special way to honor and recognize the deceased while furthering the gospel mission. Head to risenmotherhood.com/give to learn more about how you can do this. So thanks for partnering with us, friend, because your gifts are going to help a mom who's listening today to better understand her calling by equipping her with God's word. You will also serve as a good gospel friend, reminding her that the gospel really does make a difference in every aspect of motherhood. And most importantly, your gift will not only impact this woman, but prayerfully, it will multiply by impacting the next generation.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Laura, and I have my sister-in-law, Emily, here.
Hey.
And we just want to give a big thanks to Karen for being willing to do the intro for Pledge Week. It was super kind of her. And as she mentioned, you can head to risenmotherhood.com/give to learn more if you'd like to join us in our ministry. So, okay, to today's show, we are talking about a really fun, but also sometimes hard topic, scripture memory.
Yes, and I think it particularly feels hard in motherhood because so many of the things that we're met with every day are urgent. Like, I need my shoe tied now, or I need a snack right now, or I see the mounting, you know, pile of dishes growing out of my sink, and now I'm starting to set things down along the counter, and that needs to be done right now. And something like scripture memory just feels like it can always go to the back of the list.
Yeah, oh, definitely. It's something that requires you to slow down. You know, mm-hmm. And I think that that is very, very difficult in motherhood. And it requires a lot of thinking.
Yes, it does.
My brain hurt.
Our mental capacity has real limits. I think when we're not getting as much sleep as normal, or when we're honestly just really busy, I think with mm-hmm. a lot of things that are important, like caring for other people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, our brain power can go to that and it can feel like we have no more left.
Yeah, totally. And I think, too, the other hard thing for me in scripture memory is that there are sometimes more rewarding things for me to learn, or things that I see more immediate results in. Things like, I don't know, even just like cooking a meal or decorating or doing something like planning a kid's party, or I don't know. But, you know, like I think that there's this element of scripture memory that it can be so difficult because both it took a lot of time and it takes a lot of brain power and I have to slow down. But then also like there's a lot of review involved in it. And it's just something that I feel like, oh, I kind of can one and done this meal tonight and I mm-hmm. never have to think about it again.
Yeah. But it's really similar to other areas of life where we learn a topic.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I can even think back to college when I was training to become a special education teacher. And there was a point I went through when I couldn't remember all the different diagnoses and all the different ways that that may impact my teaching strategy. And so in a real life situation, mm-hmm. I would have to literally go back to my textbooks or go back to the internet and search it. And mm-hmm. I couldn't really do my job until I went back and looked at that word for word. And so it could kind of make real life responses cumbersome. And that's the reality of scripture memory that we don't often think of today, that it's like learning anything else until it is like in our minds and in our hearts. We're always kind of almost unable to use it in this mm-hmm. really nimble way mm-hmm. Because we're going back to look and see what the word says, which we want to keep going back.
That's
not saying abandon your textbook, but I think you guys get what I'm saying. It's really helpful to have it with you wherever you are in your mind.
I like to think of scripture memory a little bit like exercising. Mm-hmm. So that is where I remind myself, although I'm not great at exercising all the time, that it pays off dividends in so many other ways. So it's not just so that I can do another push-up or, you know, not pass out during a workout program online. It's so that I can run and play with my kids and I can, you know, mm-hmm. feel strong enough to carry my daughter on a hike or whatever it is. I feel like putting in the work of exercising or scripture memory, it is for not for the work itself in the moment. It's really for all other areas of my life where I feel like I will reap a lot of benefit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is definitely a lot of benefits, some that we are going to dive into for today's show. But before we kind of jump in, we wanted to define scripture just a little bit because we realize that sometimes we use a lot of different words and phrases, like we're talking about the
God's
Bible.
Word.
Yeah, God's word, the law.
The canon.
the word of Christ. And if you're new to this topic,
do you say the word of Christ very often?
Oh, yeah, like let the word of Christ dwell richly in you.
Look at her quoting scripture.
Boom, boom.
Okay. I just don't usually phrase it, but that's fine. That's good. That's more godly than me.
Oh, my. Okay, so basically, if you're new to this, I think it can kind of feel like, are these all different things?
Right.
Are these separate things? What are we talking about? Is the Bible different from scripture? And what we just kind of want to lay out today is just a definition for what we're talking about.
Yeah, so when we talk about memorizing scripture, we're talking about memorizing the canon or the body of writing that God has given to rule the church. That's from John Frame's Systematic Theology. And essentially, it's the 66 books in the Bible that you likely have bound together on mm-hmm. a bookshelf somewhere in your home. And that's what we're talking about when we talk mm-hmm. about memorizing scripture or God's word or all those other words.
Right. So let's jump in and just give some reasons like why we should memorize scripture with all of the busy things we have going on. I know we've talked a little bit about textbooks and exercising, but what does God's word tell us?
The first one is from Psalm 119. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to read it here very quickly, but how can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With all my heart, I have sought you. Do not let me stray from your commandments. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips, I proclaim all the judgments of your mouth. Rejoice in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word.
It is such a compelling picture of just the goodness of God's word and the way that it transforms us when it's on our minds and in our hearts and is something we can think about all the time. Which kind of transitions us to the New Testament verse that we wanted to share, which is Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. So this was kind of, you know, a model given in the early church of just how this truth really transforms them from the inside out and impacts their whole community in really important ways.
Yeah, and another reason we want to memorize scripture is because we're called to image Christ in this life, and we see that Jesus knew scripture himself and he used it. You know, in Matthew 4, when Jesus was being tempted by Satan in the wilderness, he spoke scripture to Satan from memory every time. That was what he responded to the temptation with. You know, we see in Matthew 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And then another time, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And a third time in Matthew 4, you shall worship the Lord your God and him only shall you serve. So we see this like perfect example of Jesus fighting temptation, and all he used was God's word. Another interesting fact is in the New Testament, he quoted the Old Testament 180 times, which is just like, I could never do that if I tried.
Like, it's awesome. And when you read through, you see him like using the Old Testament scriptures to like answer questions and correct wrong thinking. He uses it to like explain the circumstances and things that are going on, kind of past, present, and future. He uses it to respond to criticism, and we already said resist temptation, to help him just obey God, and also to teach other people about God's will and plan. So it's just this incredibly robust and important part of who Jesus was and his ministry and the words that he used. So it's something we definitely want to model.
So we want to just talk through some benefits of memorizing scripture. We feel like these are compelling reasons to want to store God's word in our heart. And sometimes we need to remember all of the wonderful benefits that the work of putting in memorizing scripture will pay off in. So the first thing is just like that it gives you words to remember the gospel. Sometimes we're kind of getting stuck in maybe anger or self-pity or sadness or different things like that, and we don't know how to reset our hearts or pull out of sort of a bad moment. And relying on scripture is a great way to be able to preach the gospel to ourselves, because sometimes we're kind of, maybe we forget truth, or we get a little bit twisted, or we're not exactly certain like what that truth is, especially when our emotions aren't in line, I think, with God's word. And so it is a great chance for us to pull out the words that we have stored in our heart from God's word. And he promises to provide all that we need. And so the Holy Spirit is often working through that scripture that we're reciting in our head.
Yeah, I think another way that it helps us is just, I guess, building upon that, is helping us resist temptation and actually obey God, which is something that I think Jackie Hill Perry brought up in her interview with us from a long time ago about identity, and that, you know, God always provides a way of escape when we're in temptation. And sometimes we're kind of looking for like our circumstance to change or like run the other direction. And sometimes the way of escape that he provides is remembering his word, and that it's his very word that helps us kind of turn and repent or escape the situation. We read in Hebrews 4:12, it says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So that's something we talk a lot about risen motherhood, like check your heart, discern your heart. Well, what helps us do that? It's God's very word.
Yep. Another reason to memorize scripture is just that it gives you words in ministry. I know that having a toolkit for scripture in kind of my arsenal has been so helpful as I've worked to evangelize. I have not done that as much as I wish I would, but in those moments, it has been really wonderful to be able to go back to something like the Romans Road, or there are a few other different programs out there that help you memorize a selection of verses that will help communicate the four parts of the gospel. And so as we are doing evangelism or making disciples or just training other people in God's word, having scripture, I think, is really helpful for me to feel confident and to have boldness as I interact with others, because I know that like the words that I'm speaking are not my own. They're God's word. And so they are truthful. They are powerful, and that the Holy Spirit is working through those.
Yeah. To build on that, it's just that friendships or relationships component. Yes. Because a lot of times, you know, maybe you're sitting with your mom friend or you have a family member and that person is experiencing grief or sorrow. I mean, I know there's some common things in motherhood that we often face, like miscarriage or struggles with infertility, or maybe someone's adoption is moving slowly, or they're going through a difficult diagnosis, or they're discouraged in their marriage. And even when we can't relate specifically, sometimes we can go back to scripture and find words of comfort and of love and support. And these are not words to just put a Band-Aid on their problem or just, you know, give them this, oh, everything's going to be okay, but to truly meet them and give them encouragement so that they would have hope.
Yeah, another one is just with our children. You know, how do we teach our children what we don't know? We can't. A lot of times we're met with situations where we don't have the Bible handy, or even if we did, we may not even know exactly what to look up. But hiding God's word in our hearts will help us as we are equipping and training and raising our children. We can use it in discipline and counsel. And I think too, this just models a great practice for our kids of seeing mom value it, shows them as they grow older, like what they should be valuing as well.
Mm-hmm. Another one that comes up a lot in motherhood is just the need for wisdom and decision making. So again, a lot of these things feel like gray areas. And as we know the word of God, it can help us remember, oh yeah, this is something that I should hold fast to. And this is a clear command from the Lord. And then we can more easily discern the things that are gray areas where we might need to consider what's going in our heart. As we already discussed earlier in the show, the scriptures can help us do.
Yeah, and God's word says that it will bring us blessing. This isn't necessarily health or wealth. Joshua 1:8 talks about how this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. And it goes on to say, for then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. So this doesn't mean monetarily necessarily. This means the blessing is greater love and care and delight in God, which is really the greatest gift of all.
Mm-hmm. Another thing is it strengthens all of our spiritual disciplines.
Yeah.
So the more that we have God's word stored in our heart, it helps us pray because then we know what to pray because we always want to be focusing our prayers on what God has already revealed in his word and asking him things based on that. And in Bible study, it helps us make connections and draw conclusions because you're reading that Old Testament passage and you're like, oh, this sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. And then you can, even if you need to use handy old Google, you can find that scripture. Helps you with personal meditation on God and his attributes. And overall, it just helps you love God more when you can be just sitting on your couch, maybe you have a sick kid on your lap, and you're able to draw to mind some truth from his word and really, you know, chew on that for a little while and think on it. It really does help increase your love for God.
Yeah, so we want to jump in very quickly to a couple of practical pieces. We don't have a lot of time for this, but we are going to put a lot in our show notes for you guys. There have been tons of people that have talked about it, tons of books to read, like little easy read books that you can check out for tips on memorizing. But we're just going to talk a little bit about the way that we do it. And I think the first thing is study and understand the passage. So if you're going to go to the work to memorize something, make sure that you understand the context of it, that you have studied it and kind of get it in a way that you feel like you have a handle on it so that when it comes down to actually memorizing it, the meaning will help you remember.
Mm-hmm. I think that's my tip right there is I've pretty much only memorized scripture by just reading it over and over and over again or listening to it. And a lot of times that happens as I'm studying a book of the Bible because I have to read it so much to get to that point of like interpretation and application that I look back in hindsight and it's like, oh, I knew it because I spent so much time in it.
Emily's always like whipping out little phrases of scripture. Like
I can't tell you where it's at.
She couldn't tell me where it's at, but she's like, Google, here we go. So, but that's helpful, you know, to have those phrases captured. And I think another quick tip is to involve your kids as moms. Mm-hmm. Like we're around our kids all day and often they are a lot better at memorizing scripture than we are. At least mine are better than I am. And so I think it's helpful because they get really excited. I think I've shared this before, but when I am in the rhythm of scripture memory, my kids will get vitamins after they memorize their scripture. We practice for the day.
And so gummy vitamins.
Gummy
vitamins.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun yummy vitamins.
Yeah. So they're like super motivated. They're like, mom, we're going to memorize scripture. So that has been really helpful for me because my kids want to, then I'm held accountable. And so that's just like super practical tip for you.
Yeah. So definitely head over to show notes for many, many more ideas. But we wanted to give this word at the end because I know after hearing a show like this, and even after recording a show after this, my first instinct is to feel really guilty and really burdened and really just like, oh man, this is another thing that I'm not doing well, that I'm failing at, and I'm disappointing God, and all these different things go through our minds. So we wanted to stop and say, like, moms, we are justified by grace through faith. And so this means that God declares who he is and he, you know, takes initiative on our behalf while we were still dead in our sins. And after we're free, then he gives us the expectations and commands and commissions. So whenever we hear things like, go memorize scripture, it can sound kind of like, well, if you store up God's word in his heart, then he's going to like you or accept you or help you. But it's really the other way around. Like, he loves you and accepts you and helps you in Christ first. So with that mindset, we can excitedly go and memorize scripture.
Amen. Okay, well, we hope that you are motivated to get started on that today. Head over to our show notes for tons of resources on this. You probably have lots of practical questions. Well, we have answered them on our show notes. Most of them. I don't know what all you have, but risenmotherhood.com, you will find the link to our show notes there. And then, of course, check us out on social media at Risen Motherhood across all the platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Have a great day, guys.